Hey everybody, Larry Bailey here with Austin Technologies Inc., bringing you another weekly newsletter to make sure that you know what's going on in the marketplace. This newsletter was produced on March 25th, 2024, and this is to review the week of March 18th, 2024. This information is brought to you, as always, from MBS Highway. Make sure you get over to mbshighway.com for your subscription to get this information directly. It's also brought to you from Austin Technologies Inc. The big news from all the things is the Field Analyzer, soon to be named Settings Analyzer. It lets you see every single setting inside of Encompass, presuming you're using Encompass, and it lets you see things like on your reports and dashboards, DDM rules, things that you just can't find with other solutions that are currently available on the market. I guarantee you'll be impressed. Want to put me to the test? Just reach out to me using larry@atihelps.com. Or feel free to find me anywhere on the internet and set up a demo appointment. There's plenty of links around to find me. Lord knows that. So let's get into this weekly newsletter. Again, this is for the review of last week, March 18th. So the Fed held rates steady as anticipated, with their forecasts showing that three cuts are still expected this year. Plus, February saw positive momentum in home sales and construction. Here are the top stories. By the way, if you're listening to this on podcast replay, thank you very much. If you'd rather see the video replay so you can kind of follow along on screen, head over to mortgage.community. It's free to join. Everybody can join, doesn't matter where you work. We do not exclude. We are an entire mortgage community. That means everyone. So head on over there and get signed up. Here's the top stories. First one is Fed still signals three rate cuts in 2024. Next story is existing home sales hit highest level in a year. Next story is home builders feeling positive. Next story is favorable February. That doesn't even make sense. Favorable February for housing starts. Okay, I see. So February is favorable for housing starts. How about that? And the next story is slight decline in initial jobless claims. So let's get into the first story. The Fed still signals three rate cuts in 2024. I feel like everybody's been anticipating this, and so after 11 rate hikes since March of 22, the Fed once again left their benchmark federal funds rate unchanged at a range of 5.25 to 5.5. The decision was unanimous and marks the fifth straight meeting they held rates steady. The Fed funds rate is the interest rate for overnight borrowing for banks. It's not the same as mortgage rates, and the Fed's been aggressively hiking this Fed funds rate throughout this cycle to try to slow the economy and curb that runaway inflation we saw over the last few years. Bottom line, gang, despite some recent inflation readings that were hotter than expected, the Fed noted that three rate cuts are still expected this year. The Fed's dot plot, that's a quote dot plot, member forecast showed that 15 out of 19 members still expected cuts of between 50 and 100 basis points. For those that don't know, a basis point is 1/100th of a percent. So basically, it's a penny of a penny. But when you see 50 basis points, that's a half percent. 100 basis points is a full percent. That's how it rules. So they expect to reduce that 50 to 100 over the course of the remainder of 2024, which is only 4 months. Listen to me, it's only 8 months left. So we'll see what happens. The next story is existing home sales hit highest level in a year. This is great news, seriously. So there's an image on here. The source is from the National Association of Realtors. And the story is existing home sales jumped 9.5% from January to February to a 4.38 million unit annualized pace, reaching their highest level in a year per the National Association of Realtors, aka NAR. This report measures the closings on existing homes in February and likely reflects people shopping for homes in December and January when rates were improved from last week. I'll tell you this as a side note, it's great. Like, I'm truly goosebumpy over existing home sales increase, and that means people are moving, people are selling, the gears are unsticking. I'm worried about inventory. That's not in the story, but I'm just, in my mind, it's all about inventory. So yeah, we'll see how far this jump can go without inventory. So speaking of that, per the NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Young, inventory increased 5.9%. So sales jumped 9.5%, but inventory only jumped 5.9%. There's a delta there somewhere. So Lawrence Young noted that, quote, additional housing supply is helping satisfy market demand, close quote. It's good. So rising, and that also, by the way, that also means, again, personal side note, it also means rising inventory means there's less pressure on prices because there's more for people to choose. So hopefully that tapers the acceleration in home prices, which, again, a lot of people are like, oh, but I want my house to appreciate. I want, and I'm like, yeah, but if you're not selling it, who cares? It's like owning a piece of stock or crypto coin, and the price goes from a penny to a million. If you're not selling it, who cares? So to continue with the bottom line here, so rising inventory is certainly a step in the right direction to help improve persistent tight housing supply we've seen across the country. This is again my point, so I guess I should have read ahead. So however, the 1.07 million homes available for sale at the end of February is still below the healthy levels of 2.9% month supply. And that's if everybody bought every house out there, which just isn't true. So Yun added, quote, more supply is clearly needed to help stabilize home prices and get more Americans moving to their next residences. Oh boy, it's almost like I know what I'm talking about. So good news, next story, home buyers feeling positive. So this is actually a really big deal in terms of American home buyer psyche. Yeah, it's a real thing. So confidence among home builders, oh, I said home buyers. I meant to read home builders. I'm so stuck in builders. So home builders feeling positive. Again, same conversation. You want home builders feeling positive because you want them to keep building because we need inventory to manage the demand so that prices don't keep rising. Again, we're all connected in this wonderful web. So confidence among home builders broke the key break-even threshold of 50 into positive territory for the first time since July of last year, per the National Association of Home Builders, aka NAHB. Their housing market index climbed 3 points to 51 in March, which is also the fourth consecutive monthly gain. Any score over 50 on this index, which runs from 0 to 100, signals more builders view conditions as good versus poor. All three index components posted gains this month, with the current and future sales expectations, but well into expansion territory, 56 for current and 62 for future. So that means not only are the builders feeling better than worse, but they also believe that the forecast of current sales is good and future sales is better than good. And they're judging this based upon buyer traffic, which also moved higher. So the bottom line here is the persistent lack of previously owned homes for sale, aka regular houses that aren't new construction, strong buyer demand, and rates below last fall's peak have pushed builder confidence higher. NAHB's chairperson, Carl Harris, explained, quote, buyer demand remains brisk, and we expect more consumers to jump off the sidelines and into the marketplace if mortgage rates continue to fall later this year, close quote. All right, so here's the headline I flipped. Favorable February for housing starts. So February was great for housing starts. I don't know why I just didn't say that. Housing starts showed a big rebound in February, both single family and multifamily construction improving from January's slump. This is compared to a year ago. However, single family starts were up 35.2%, while multifamily starts were down 35.9%. Percent. This suggests we're seeing a shift from multifamily to single family construction, which is welcome news as this is where supply is needed around much of the country. Single family building permits also reached their highest level in a year, up 29.5% when compared to February 2023, signaling that the numbers for future supplies are also favorable. We also saw a big boost in completions, and if the current pace continues, this will add a further boost to much needed supply. All right, so the bottom line here is NAHB's Assistant VP for Forecasting and Analysis, Danushka Nanaskara Skillington, said that, quote, single family housing is poised for a good year in 2024 with starts and permits on an upward trend, close quote. The chair of NAHB, Carl Harris, added also the, quote, solid level of single family production in February tracks closely with rising builder sentiment. With mortgage rates continuing to expect to moderate further this year, aka lower, this will provide an added boost for single-family building. Close quote. We'll see. It's interesting because, over the last couple of years, it's all been multifamily, 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 because it's been geared towards renter, 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 renter. And now with builders switching back to single-family, yeah, it's going to help a lot of people find homes and get these. These new housing formations you've heard me talk about in the past actually get them into their own homes. So here's the next story. There's a slight decline in initial jobless claims. So the initial jobless claims were relatively flat in the latest week, with 210,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. This was a decline of 2,000 from the previous week. Continuing claims rose by 4,000, with 1.807 million people still receiving benefits after filing their initial claim. Bottom line here is that initial jobless claims remain tame and continue to suggest a surprisingly low level of layoffs despite the high-profile downsizing announcements we've seen. Yet continuing claims are trending higher compared to a year ago and showing that's becoming harder and harder for some people to find new employment once they're let go. Yes, it's very true. All right, family hack of the week here. Baseball's back, in case you didn't notice. So these baseball-inspired honey roasted peanuts, courtesy of Spruce Eats, are sure to be a home run every time. So cute. So preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with aluminum foil and spray with cooking spray. You're going to add 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1/3 cup honey, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, and 1 teaspoon kosher salt to a microwave-safe bowl, and microwave that until the butter's melted, about 45 seconds in a standard microwave. Stir until liquid, this mixture is smooth, and add 1 pound of raw, either or roasted unsalted peanuts to butter mixture and stir until they're evenly coated. In other words, if you're going to put roasted peanuts in there, just make sure they're unsalted because you don't want to have too much salt in this thing. Pour those peanuts into a prepared baking sheet and spread them evenly into a layer. Bake them for 20 minutes, stirring every 5 minutes to get an even roasting all around those peanuts. Remove the peanuts once they're golden brown and start to distribute any honey that's dripped into the baking sheet. Sprinkle a 1/4 cup granulated sugar and 1 teaspoon salt on top of that. Enjoy them warm or cold, whatever you want. Here's what to look for this week, gang. We'll get an update on signed contracts for February when the new and pending home sales data is released on Monday and Thursday, respectively, plus appreciation data for January from Case-Shiller, and the Federal Housing Finance Agency will be reported on Tuesday. Look for the final reading for the fourth quarter's 2023 gross domestic product, aka GDP, and the latest job claims on Thursday. Friday brings what will likely be the biggest news of the week, and it's not that it's just Good Friday. Biggest news of the week is the Fed's favorite measure of inflation, the personal consumption expenditures. And again, there's two parts of that. We'll talk about that next week. Again, my name's Larry Bailey, Awesome Technologies Inc. Thanks very much for listening along, and please reach out if you actually want to know about everything that's happening inside your Compass with the Settings Analyzer from Awesome Technologies Inc. You guys be great. Thanks very much. Take care. Bye-bye.